If you want to laugh and you want to read, then you were in the right place.
No, well, we don't have Romney Budge by Charles Dickens, the 2Ks, the well-known Dutch author. And perhaps to save time, I should add that we don't have Carnaby Fudge by Charles Dickens.
Of course, that is the sound of Monica Dullard laughing her way into a Wednesday morning. Monica Dullard, librarian, comedian, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jacinda and Sammy. We're back.
We're back. The team.
The team is ready to climb the rooftops and fight crime once again.
Exactly.
The two of us.
We got a cuddle from you this morning as a result of the team being back.
Of course you did. I had to run in between, it was only about 2 seconds, but I made it with both of you.
And they were solid hugs too. You have a good hug.
Country hugs.
Country hugs. I wasn't going to say it, but I felt the country hug come out of you. You got some books for us to recommend.
Oh, yes, stuff that's hot
in the library.
Yes, I have. So fiction, we're just doing a bit of top fiction or, things that are bursting through. Redemption by David Baldacci. 55 reserves, 24 copies, book 5. The blurb says, confronted by a first murder suspect in his early career while visiting his hometown, FBI detective Amos Decker re-examines startling connections and thinks, oh, my God, I've got the wrong man, and it's heating up the charts. It's book 5, so people are just mad for it. Yeah,
he spoke at my creative writing class in university because he was from my university.
Oh, gosh.
University of Virginia in America. And he came in and just kind of sat down in the class one day and just gave us the best tips.
Oh,
he was very, very generous with his time. Very nice man.
One of the biggest crime.
He's never forgotten that. Biggest
in the world in crime writing in some ways.
And even back then, this was 20-something years ago.
What was the tip? Because we could all have it.
Well, it was just that the
discipline.
I know
you paid for your education, but can we have some of it?
It was the discipline of, he's like, if you don't put time aside and actually make like office hours for writing. It's never, if you just wait for the muse, that never happens. 500 words a day or 1,000 words a day between this time and this time. And that's how you write a book. And I've always stuck with that. Yeah.
And you've written a couple, so you know what? You can talk about it.
Well, it's just, it was that one tip which changed the way you think. Because otherwise you're like, I'll just write when the muse is upon me.
Yeah.
No one writes like that, it turns out.
No, the muse doesn't often turn up.
No, I've been waiting on the bus stop. Nothing there.
Nothing. So nonfiction, Becoming by Michelle Obama, 335 reserves.
It's still going up.
Yes, and it's way out in front in library land. But yes, get yourself a copy if you can, or put yourself on the list. To be a while of waiting a while, but whatever. But then, Jacinda, you insisted I check out on my homework a couple of weeks ago. I mentioned a nonfiction book and had nothing much to say about it.
You had nothing. You know what? Nothing to say about the book you brought in.
I didn't have any tips. So I've had a look at it, and it's 100 Days to a Younger Brain, Maximize Your Memory, Boost Your Brain Health, and Defy Dementia. That's why I probably ran out of puff after that.
Okay, you ready? 1975, Tuesday, the 3rd of March. What were you doing?
1975. Oh, God, at school.
Good. Okay, correct.
Yep.
You've obviously read the book.
Yes. So Dr. Sabina Brenner, she's an Irish neuroscientist, and she's working at Trinity College. Look, her tips are get physically healthy because your brain uses 25% of all the oxygen in your body, so it needs to work out. Learn new things, a musical instrument. But she wants you to push yourself. Don't just learn chopsticks on the banana.
And remember your words. Is that one of the tips? Don't make banana and piano the same word.
That's exactly
right. Is that chapter 3?
Yes, and to do that you need to eat a Mediterranean diet, which I might try now from tomorrow.
She's just basically combined, the
Michael Mosley.
Mosley. Yeah. Has she talked anything about our finances? Because she could be the barefoot investor by all of this
too. She's very enthusiastic like Michael is too. So that's, I think you have to be when you're trying to sell diets to people.
The barefoot diabetes brain investor.
Yes.
I'd buy that.
Exactly.
I would buy that.
No, I would too. Now, out today, The Bad Guys, Episode 9 in children's fiction, The Big Bad Wolf by Aaron Bladley. It's the sky goes dark, the city trembles, the scream begins, and look, we've got 8 reserves, but there's 21 copies. So in library land, kids are just going to come start pounding in the door today. Because I'll actually be one on the shelves.
This is for kids, not YA though, right?
No, young adults. It's children.
Okay.
Yeah,
children.
Ones.
Right.
It's
primary school.
It's sort of a next step, from about six to ten.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's going just, and it's episode 9. Are you kidding me? It's great.
Can you jump in? Do you have to watch the previous episodes? Is this the big bad wolf endgame?
You could. You do really, but you could just, especially read 1, 2, and 3. They were exceptional. And then just jump to 9. You'll work it out from there, I reckon.
Do you have a voice for the big bad wolf when you do your readings?
No. Yeah, well, we don't read because it's a bit of a long one. You know, right. It's not short. Yeah.
Lovely to have seen you, to have been held by you today, Monica Dallard. You'll be joining us next week with more hilarity and books to put on our shelves and then return back to the library very quickly.